This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Aaron Smith, who's the co-founder and technical director of a business called Check Work Rights. G'day, Aaron.
Hi, Alan.
Now, it seems to me that possibly your business name tells you what you do, which is a welcome change.
We were happy the domain name was available because it tells our customers exactly what we do, so that makes makes life easy sometimes.
So you have to do with you're to do with visas and the rights of visiting workers. Is that right?
That's right. So a bit of background to the situation is in 2013 there was some legislation introduced which gave the then Department of Immigration a bit more teeth in terms of their compliance regime. So what that change did was place greater onus on employers for checking that their employees have the legal right to work in Australia. So that really means two things. Either they have to ensure that their employees are Australian citizens.
Didn't employers before that have the responsibility of finding out?
They did, but there weren't the punitive measures before that there are now. So now they can be fined. And that
How
wasn't
much?
The case before. It starts off at about $19,000 for a corporation. Now, the reality is that the department would seek to educate people first, so you'd find yourself on the receiving end of a fine if you were deliberately doing the wrong thing. So the department really wants people to do the right thing and take reasonable steps to doing the right thing. But if you're a repeat offender or you're deliberately doing the wrong thing, then you can expect to find that they'll come down pretty heavy on you.
Right. So what were you doing at the time, and what gave you the idea of setting up this business?
Yeah, my co-founder had a migration practice and realized that employers were struggling with undertaking the steps required to ensure that their employees were allowed to work here. So, for example, if you're an employer with several thousand visa holders, the rules say that you need to check those visa holders, and you do that by manually typing in the employee's passport number, date of birth, country of passport, and you submit that on the department's website, and that produces a result. So if you've got to do that for thousands of people and you've got to do that every few months, that becomes a pretty onerous undertaking. So what we did is we found a way of automating that process so that they don't have to do that anymore.
How does it get automated? I mean, somebody's got to key in the passport number, don't they?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that we did. The first thing that we did is we developed a mobile application which works on iPhone and Android devices. And what an employer can do is they can use our app and hold it over the passport, and it extracts the details in the passport and produces an instant check. So immediately on holding the details on the passport, it will tell the employer whether the employee has the right to work in Australia, and if they do have the right to work, what conditions might be attached to that visa. So those conditions could be something like they're limited by the number of hours they can work each week, or they're limited to certain regions within Australia, or they're limited to work to a certain
sponsor. So the department's website has on it all the sort of the passport numbers of people who are visiting here, and attached to those passport numbers is the rights of that person.
That's correct.
To work here, exactly what they are allowed and not allowed to do. Is that right?
That's exactly
right. Who knew?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So, and the onus is on employers to do these checks, and a lot of employers are still unaware.
So is that the basic, is that really your business, that you have a camera that captures passport details and then automatically checks with the department website? That's the business.
So that's the first part, and then the second part is having done that, then our system then performs ongoing regular checks, because that's also the second part of the requirement, and produces reports for our customers that says, here's all of your visa holding employees, these employees have visas expiring in the next 30, 60 or 90 days, these employees have visas that have expired, you shouldn't be employing them, or these employees have a visa that's changed and they're no longer allowed to work in Australia. And so we've completely automated that process just from the point of that single scan at the beginning.
Well, goodness me, that's fantastic. Are you the only company that's done that?
We're the only one that's done it with a smartphone device with a scanning technology, yeah.
Right. Well done.
Thank you.
How much do you charge?
So it starts off, it's a really simple model. So to get an employee into the system costs $2.50. And then we charge a fee for ongoing monitoring of those employees, which is roughly between anywhere between $3 and $1, depending on how many employees there are. And we have some professional services around
that. So the first scan, you're saying the first scan costs $2.50,
that's right,
is that right?
To get somebody into the system.
And then what's the cost per, is it amount per month after that?
Amount per month, sort of between $1 and $3 per employee per month.
Right.
To do those ongoing checks.
Right. How many have you got on the system?
Well, here's the numbers for you. So we started in 2015. We did a pilot program. So our first full year was 2016. We did just over 50,000 checks. 2017, we did just under 100,000. Year to date, we're over 200,000. So we'll do about 350,000 checks this year. So we anticipate, you know, sort of 500,000 next year. So the growth has been really encouraging for us.
Yeah. Well, this is a but this is obviously a growth business because there's a tremendous amount of temporary workers coming into Australia looking for work, right?
There's a huge number. At any point in time, there's roughly 2 million people in Australia on a visa of some description, and that's, you know, broken down between sponsored visas like the what used to be the 457 is now 482. There's a huge number of student visa holders, and it's student visa holders you tend to find in retail and fast food, etc. So they form a big cohort of visa holders.
Can student visa holders work?
They can, up to, well, depending on the conditions on their visa, but typically up to 20 hours a week.
Right. And that's what you tell the employer?
We do. And we've introduced some sort of sophistication around that as well. So some of our customers have integrated with our platform. So what happens is they scan the passport, we collect the information, and we fire off messages to their payroll, which informs their rostering, so that simply by doing that process at the beginning, their rostering system won't roster employees for more than they're allowed to work. So we've completely automated that process, which was a really onerous process previously.
H, well, that's incredible. So how much, how can I put it, how much non-compliance was there or is there along these lines? Are many companies getting fined?
The department doesn't publish the fines that they issue, but we know that they're spending about $100 million a year on compliance initiatives now. So they're out and they're active and they're doing things to catch people. We know that there's roughly 70,000 people in Australia at this point in time who've overstayed their visa, and we know that a big cohort of those people are working. So the department doesn't want employers to be employing those people. So if they're using something like our application, the employer will know. We know that of that roughly 70,000, about 5,000 of those are sort of here between 0 and 3 months. So that cycles through over the course of a year. So in the course of the year, there's sort of 40-ish thousand people who are between 0 and 3 months over their visa, a lot of which are working illegally. And there's other situations that happen as well. Students don't fulfill their study obligations, so they lose their visa, but they continue to work. They're not allowed to work in that situation either. And other things have happened too. So in 2014, legislation was introduced to introduce mandatory visa cancellations. So what that means is under certain conditions, there's no discretion that the department has to cancel somebody's visa on character grounds. So
it's on character grounds?
Yeah. So if somebody's committed a crime.
Oh, I see.
They'll be asked. Or they'll be forced to leave. And in terms of the numbers, so in 2013, prior to that happening, there was only 80-ish people asked to leave, and 3 years later, there's over 1,200 a year asked to leave. So there's all sorts of things happening in that space, which says that for employers, it's high, unless they're on top of it, they're risking, you know, their organization's reputation by not doing the checks, or they're risking
a
fine.
If the department's spending, what did you say, $100 million a year?
There was a Senate committee recently which put it at about $80 million, and that was 18 months ago. So we believe it's gone up since then.
But does that suggest that they would be making a margin on that? You know what I mean? Like if they're spending $100 million, they wouldn't be doing that for nothing. They'd be making that sort of money and more in fines, would they?
Well, I think if you look at the structure of the department, their compliance they're first and foremost, they just want people to be compliant, and they don't want people overstaying their visas, and they don't want employers doing the wrong thing. So their compliance initiatives tend to be around focusing on those businesses deliberately doing the wrong thing, because that normally comes in conjunction with exploitation of workers and that type of thing as well. So the sort of people who would use our platform typically aren't going to be at the receiving end of that, because by virtue of using a platform like ours, they're demonstrating a willingness to do the right thing in the first place. So the compliance arm would tend to not worry too much about the sort of people who would use our platform, but focus on those organisations who would never want to use our platform, because that would bring focus to them doing the wrong thing. Because every time somebody is scanned, a passport is scanned, the department records that. So then if, for example, if somebody was to use our platform to scan a passport, and that returned the result that that individual is no longer allowed, is not allowed to work in Australia. That alerts the department, and the department can use that information to go and effectively track that person down and
right.
and deport them if they're an
overstayer. So what are the industries, the businesses that aren't using your platform?
Oh, so well, you've seen sort of farming, those sorts of industries where there's been raids on farms where they've had a tip off that there's been loads of people working illegally, and so you'll find that the department will undergo a raid of that business, and yep. they will do it on, you know, at dawn or at night, and it's you know, quite dramatic.
But and what about pizza franchises, for example?
Well, we have a number of fast food outlets who are big users of our platform, and some of those have got hundreds of stores. And I mean, and you know, another aspect for employees is there's now a Dobbin line too. So if you're an employer with disgruntled employees and they know that you're doing the wrong thing, you're at pretty significant risk if you continue to do the wrong thing.
Can you Dobbin your competitor as well?
Well, you technically can, because you can Dobbin anonymously. So I guess there might be some of that going on. I don't know.
So what's the business is obviously growing tremendously quickly. Is there, I mean, I suppose there's at some point there's a cap to, there's not an unlimited.
That's right.
Because it's not an unlimited that, amount of people
that
coming
is,
to Australia.
That's right. So we're capped effectively for that service by the number of visa holders at any point in time. We've got a bit of room to grow yet, but yeah, you're right. There is a limit on that. But we're growing into other checks as well. So we're now accredited to do police checks, and we're rolling that out on our platform. And our platform is very much around making it really user-friendly and easy to do, and it's all driven by mobile first, so somebody can use our device to capture all sorts of documents.
Right. Well done, Aaron. It sounds like a terrific business. Excellent stuff. I've been talking to Aaron Smith, who's the co-founder and technical director of Check Work Rights.